This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster.
Yeah. Yes, you found us. This is the Bachelor Podcast. We always dissect all things in the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise world. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pilotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Happy to be back.
Seriously, this was a big two-night episode where it's kind of the Kenny and Lee show, and it doesn't end well for either of them.
But who doesn't need 4 hours of The Bachelorette? Can we just do this every week? Just get a big marathon?
It is a lot.
A marathon of Rachel every week?
It is a lot to digest, and or as they say, drill down on. And we're going to get into what you guys think of how ABC is handling this Lee situation, if it's really exploiting the harsher side of reality TV. But I guess we're going to start with the first episode, Monday night's episode. It starts out with Kenny calling Lee a bitch.
Yep.
And we start to hear snake a lot.
Oh, yes.
A disingenuous snake.
Yeah, snake was, that should have been included in the drinking game.
Well, is there such a thing as a genuine snake versus a disingenuous snake?
Yeah, I think people who are honest about being a snake.
You're an honest snake.
You're an honest snake. He would have just come out and said, yeah, I'm here to screw with everybody and F you and I only like white country boys like me, then he would have been genuine, but he was a disingenuous snake by trying to pretend.
It's kind of an oxymoron.
I hope Jesus is with you. I really do. All right.
It went on for too long.
Yeah. Someone pointed out that Lee's hair looks like something about Mary when she when she
it
smashed
did.
It up. But yeah, the Kenny and Lee show got off to a rough start and continued on not only throughout the first episode, but throughout, you know, into the second episode with the bloody eye. But going back to the first episode, and we get to see Rachel interacting with Jack, some makeout sessions. What are your takes on, you know, episode one?
The last time that we left off, it stopped in the middle of a group date, and Kenny and Lee were going at it with each other.
Right.
So right then, I picked up that it was obviously going to be a two-on-one later. But, you know, as they were fighting, Brian ended up getting that group date rose kind of, not out of the blue, but everyone was so focused on Kenny and Lee that I think Brian just kept to himself, focused on Rachel, and she even called that out. And she's like, he's not getting involved in any of this drama, so he got the group date rose.
Ryan, what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Well, there are a lot of situations, and I think we saw Jack Stone get his one-on-one time. It was a nonstop creep fest, and not that he's a creepy guy per se, but anytime he was with her, it's almost like he was a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, and
he
had didn't like it.
He had this creepy smile the whole time.
Huge smile. And his eyes were
I'm
like
I'm so
bugged.
Happy to be here with you guys.
I thought the date was painful, too.
This is so...
It was very awkward.
Yeah. I'm being honest with you right now. This is the happiest time, and it's so great.
I wish you all could see Ryan's face.
Yeah, because there's an uplight hitting him, and he looks very, very, very creepy.
And that's how Jack was looking.
Yeah.
He just...
Yeah.
He wasn't getting it, and she kept trying to sort of open the door for him, you know, metaphorically, of let's find that spark.
Yeah.
And as seemed to be a bit of a trend here for her, it wasn't there, and she was honest about it not being there. But not just the fact that she sent Jack home, my takeaway from that specific part, other than the creepiness, and she did it again later, she picks up the rose as if she's going to give it to him.
And withholds
it. And then says, but it's just not there. And like, how savage is that?
Yeah.
To just be like, hey, and you're thinking, all right, I'm going to get the rose. It's like you can pinpoint exactly where the heart breaks.
She did it with Kenny and Lee, too, picking it up and holding it. And I thought, but you're not giving that to please don't give that
to But at
to
least
Lee.
In that case, she was still choosing between one, and she ended up choosing one. This is specifically if she's picking it up, she's keeping
she
someone.
She does do that.
And so, you know, Jack's with his big smile, right? This is going great.
Oh. I hated it. And she escorted his ass to the door.
Yeah.
And Jack was a really super nice guy. But
so
he's
what?
Just...
He's gone.
Yeah. She was really excited about it, too, because she felt... She said that she felt like there was something, but there was also something missing. And I think he was a good choice for the one-on-one to help her figure that out, but it was... It was just...
If you could go anywhere and do anything, well, I just lay in bed and we just hang out and talk.
Let's not forget, he said, lock the door. He said, I will lock the door. And she, like, kind of jumped a little bit. And he's
gritted
like...
her teeth. Uh-huh.
I would lock the door and then sit and talk with you. Like, why do we have to have the door locked?
That's where she looks over at the producer like, can we send a team to his house?
Yeah.
I think there might be some lotion there. And...
like the cabin in the woods kind of guy.
Yeah, and you knew she was not feeling it throughout pretty much the whole date when he was trying to kiss her. Ugh. And she was like, you're going to get sick. Like, I'm not feeling well. Like, you're going to get sick. She just kept saying, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. And he's like, I don't care.
All the
I'd be fine with getting sick.
Yeah. It was, no.
All the classic
I'm glad
excuses.
That's over.
Yeah. But at the next rose ceremony, Rachel gives out roses to Eric, Peter, Adam, Will, Matt, Alex, Josiah, Anthony, Kenny and Lee.
Which I'm hoping at this point that was probably the last producer pick to make sure that Lee stuck around so
of
that
course.
We could get the 2-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
Because
course.
Now that, you know, ultimately we're down to 6.
Right.
You know, fast forwarding a bit. So I have to imagine at this point it's probably all her. But up to, because I can't get why she kept Lee around otherwise.
Okay, I've been reading around on social media, and there's a lot of talk about why Lee was on the show to begin with. The commentary goes along the lines of some producers had to have known the way he spoke on social media, that you don't just put someone on without thoroughly researching their history. And so people are saying, this is really low of ABC to put this guy on to make racism a storyline. Really low.
Yeah.
Even for a stupid reality show.
It's tough because if you go through, and we've talked about this a little bit before in the past, if you go through just the tweets he's already left up, forget about what he's deleted,
yeah.
which were the real inflammatory things. Just, you can go to it now, although it's probably still locked because he thought that would do the trick. But so he locked his account, but we followed him before then. So I was looking at his tweets. The stuff that he didn't think were, oh, this
bad.
Is going to get me in trouble. You look at some of that stuff and you wonder. So any producer worth their salt would have seen any of these, even if he had purged his account already, which
yeah.
he didn't until it was found out.
They saw it and they put him on purpose. Of course they did. There's no other reason why they would do that.
The only thing is they... can say, well, we didn't see it. We didn't look at his account. That's the only thing that they could say.
If you've ever watched Unreal, and if you haven't, you should. It's the same story, except it's the bachelor is a male, a black bachelor, and they bring on a girl from the South who shows up in a Confederate swimsuit. And they did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. They did it on purpose.
Well, let's assume they did. And if they did, obviously, that's terrible. Because having your first African-American bachelor, bachelorette, whatever, either one, was going to be a big deal,
of course, no matter
what. And it was so overdue. And we've seen, Lee aside, race be an issue even in these 4 hours. Forget about Lee. Whether it was Will not dating black women, really,
right.
Or even Rachel just going right to it. Like, oh, what kind of girls do you like? And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I never dated many black girls before. Okay, like, that's...
But that's a healthy discussion about race.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was going to be brought up and talked about either way, and it was going to be talked about in a much healthier way. You didn't need to bring, assuming they saw it, and again, maybe you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, say they never saw it, but you didn't need that. There was going to be plenty of drama, and if you wanted race to be discussed, it was going to be discussed in a much better forum than bringing some backwater... backwards dude who...
Disingenuous snake
who clearly isn't a big fan of people that don't look like him.
Right.
And Eric brought it up multiple times throughout these two nights.
Absolutely.
You know, with once with Anthony, once with Will.
And even by himself when he said, well, there's only been one other black guy that's gotten a one-on-one. What's up with that? Before he got his.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he straight out, you know, called it out and was like, why are there... Essentially, he was like, does she keep choosing all the white men? Why are there only a few, you know, black men left? And why aren't they getting the one-on-ones?
Right.
And so that, you know, he had that discussion with Anthony and then with Will. And then, like we said, his confessionals.
Yes.
But then he got a one-on-one and I think all of his thoughts went away.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he wasn't as worried about it. But even Dean was not disingenuous about it. He said, yeah, I've never really dated a black girl before. And those are the type of conversations that this sort of the first time season will bring out. And those are the healthy conversations.
Of course.
Like, oh, you've only dated white people before. Why is that? Oh, well, like Will said, I only lived around white people, and I went to college that had even less minorities than where I grew up. And Rachel clearly didn't like that answer because she said, oh, it's funny, I grew up in the same situation and that wasn't an issue for me.
Right.
But at least that's more of a healthy conversation of how we got to this point.
I'm just waiting for ABC to finally grow a pair and have the first plus size bachelor and bachelorette. I mean, come on.
Or just contestant.
I would like to see someone who looks like me,
seriously.
Damn it.
Yes, just a contestant. On. Like, not just, even.
I would,
yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
If I were to try to get on to the bachelorette, because I'm, trust me, guys can just look at it the same way as girls do on the opposite
they
side.
They had scrawny guys like that DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
why can't we go the other direction?
Both Wells and I are obviously opposite sides of the spectrum, but same thing. Neither of us are going to win a flexing competition, but he's just skinny, I'm a little bigger, and we both of us standing next to those guys are like, oh, wow, okay, that's... There are like 8 abs in there.
Yeah,
cool.
Have you seen some of the Instagram, social media girls who model swimsuits and do yoga, and they're definitely plus size, and they're out there, and they look beautiful in their swimsuits and stuff? Like, I would love it if they actually did something like that.
I think it's becoming
influencers
more popular to, like, you know, the yoga and the modeling, and I think it's becoming more popular, so... Eventually, hopefully.
Wouldn't that be cool?
But yeah. Not even the star. Yeah. How about someone vying for the heart that looks like me?
Maybe. I get it.
Like obviously, I'm far from normal, but a normal-ish looking person.
I would love that.
On the show. Maybe.
Who's balls to the wall? Who's a personality that you want to watch? You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm sorry, we got off track. we go to Oslo, and there's rappelling or a one-on-one date in Norway where Rachel gets to rappel down a ski jump, and she and Brian make out.
Mid-air.
Noisily.
Very, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of sound effects
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and you had the ultimate question of, why are you single? Which could be one of the silliest questions to ask someone.
Because I'm a former serial killer.
Well, and that's basically the road she was going down.
Right.
He's like, well, he's good looking.
What's wrong with
yeah,
him?
Yeah, that's
funny,
what she really wants to know.
And we have a legitimate spark. Why are you single at 36?
I like
as
that.
If that's, you know, that's oh my God.
It's a good way to ask it, though, because a lot of times people take the insecure route and say, why are you with me? Make it about them. Why are you single?
Yeah. That is a good way to go about it.
She has a really good way of getting information out of people. I guess it's the lawyer in her. But Norway, another cold place. I'm surprised at you, ABC.
More jackets.
Well, but not all. We did get an appearance of some
yes.
some hot tubbing, but
on the side of the road.
But in general, yes, it was more bundled up. I would have liked a beach area as opposed to snow.
I'm sure that's
or
coming.
Colder.
The tourism of Norway, I guess, lobbied the show the hardest. So
I mean, it looked great.
It did.
It photographs fantastically. It's just, you know, too many clothes on.
So initial. What are your thoughts on the whole Brian? You know, Brian and Rachel. Yay, nay.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a yay.
Fan.
Yeah.
You're
thumbs
a fan.
Up.
Okay. All right.
Not only because he's my only person left on my
fantasy
team, but no, in general, I like him as a person.
He's a good-looking guy, the scruffy beard.
And she's clearly into him. I mean,
clearly,
other than Peter, there's no one she's really all over more.
How exciting is that, though, to be rappelling down and making out with someone? Because, I mean, I...
Exciting or frightening?
No.
Because it's...
It was interesting.
When I turned 40, I went skydiving, and it's so exhilarating, and it is a turn on when you land, because your adrenaline is... And all you think about is... Because it was a tandem jump, so your instructor's attached to you.
Yeah.
And all I was thinking is, what if I was attached to my husband? Like, you think about these. How exciting would that
well,
be?
Well, you can find videos of that, I've heard.
I mean, it must have been a super turn-on.
I mean, I'm sure people
have
said.
What do you mean? You searched it?
No, not me. I don't.
Sexual skydiving?
I've heard that those...
Mid-air.
I've heard that those videos exist if you want a not safe for work Google search.
Well, if you're a 30-second guy, you only have that much time in the air.
There
so,
you go.
Or less.
Well, but then the parachute goes and you get a little bit more, but
yeah, exactly.
I mean, again, I'm assuming that's how the video went. If they exist, I don't. If they're out there, I don't watch it at work.
But she looked pretty comfortable making out while dangling. So
yeah,
we'll just leave it at
it
that.
It worked out for them.
Group date. Rachel goes wild.
Handball.
Her what's that?
Handball.
Yes, on her group date. With Adam, Dean, Anthony, Peter, Maxwell, Alex,
and speaking
Eric,
of
and
Peter, because other than Brian, that's the only other person she makes out with
and
much.
I know you're a big fan of Peter.
I am.
You managed to get him on your team.
But
and
did you notice?
Only person left on his team, too, by
well,
the way.
Well, but he's going to win the whole thing, so
yeah,
you know.
Did you notice that he was smart about it, as he has been throughout this whole time? He wasn't even worried about the game. He's like, oh, I'll use this time to sort of get physical with her a little bit. And he got a little... little squeezing.
Handsy. Yeah, a little grab of the boobage.
I managed to snap a screenshot from the show. It's up on Bachelor Podcast on Twitter. And it's hand right on the boob.
It's the one time
mid-game.
You taking a picture of her boob isn't weird.
No, it's probably still weird. But because I guess I'm
how many times did you pause it and
well, that's the thing.
To try to get it?
Because it was so quick. I'm sitting there with and I said, no, oh, missed it. Got to go back. No, missed it because it was a split second that
and
they
for
showed
science,
it.
You actually had to
I
do
know.
That.
Like, sorry, honey, I have to
it's
try
for
to pause.
Work.
I have to try to pause this boob grab. I swear, no, really, no. It's there,
it's
and it's
there.
She clearly didn't mind because she doesn't really mind
oh,
anything
she
he
loved
does.
It.
Can we talk about Josiah laying it on thick with his, you know, Lord has sent me here. Praise
yeah.
Jesus.
Well, he's another one that sort of talked his way off the show. And down the road here in a couple hours, Kenny did the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to stop talking. Because Josiah had some really strong moments. But he started believing whatever character he had built in his head. And it just was 1,000% phony. Or at least sounding phony. And she picked up on it right away. She's like... Okay.
Yeah, he started getting overly confident and obviously you knew that that meant
yeah, that's a bad sign.
He was going home in the rose ceremony, but he was just a completely different person from yeah. the previous episodes.
It sounded like he was reading lines off a cue card, and she picked up on it right away.
Well, at some point, you have to separate yourself and see if something works, and he tried, it failed.
Yeah, I mean, you can see right away that her eyes just checked out with him.
Yeah.
Like, yep, okay, this is you. Bye.
But what was up with her giving the rose to Will instead of Peter after that hot tub makeout back rubs, you know, drink a bottle of wine or champagne or whatever that was session?
Well, you were gone for 3 hours.
I just thought it was kind of weird that they ended up in a hot tub and then went back in and like no one seemed wet or that they just went swimming.
Yeah. Well, but again, it took 3 hours apparently.
Well, yeah.
So whatever was happening in there. But
yeah, I wouldn't feel too good if I was Peter.
One of the few things that Peter had done wrong, or whatever you want to say, is once she didn't give him the rose, then right away the introspective part of him came out. Like,
it's crushed.
Oh, well, I don't know. After what just happened, is she really not that into me? Like, dude, you're the one that got, like, forget about the rose. You were in the tub doing whatever. So,
and she let you.
And
so
she
I
was,
think she's okay with
she,
you.
If anything, she was leading that. So I think you're okay. Let's...
Yeah. And it was one rose. Like,
thank you.
Calm down.
I mean...
And it's a show, and we have to keep things exciting.
Well, but
the front
exactly.
runner
but
like, is getting dissed.
But dude, you're good.
Yeah.
Let's deal with who's grabbing who and instead of who's getting one group rate rose. Let's not... read into that too much.
But he had to show his serious, touchy-feely, I am, you know, introspective side. And that was important.
No, Pete, you're good. You're all good. You're A+. You're number one. No worries.
So Lee and Kenny, round two.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? They were left out of the group date by design so that they could be left to their own devices and obviously fireworks.
It's basically just... they got to go into the wilderness and one-on-one tell a story about the other one. That was basically the whole date. It wasn't even a date. It was, we're going to fly you to the middle of nowhere. She's going to talk to one. They're going to talk some crap about the other one. Then she'll talk to the
other
one.
Tell your sides.
They're going to say the other side. It was so uneventful, especially for all the buildup.
Yeah, but the violently, Lee saying that Kenny had violently... called him names and dragged him out of a van.
Well, and that's another case of stop talking because she actually seemed maybe split.
Yeah.
If he had actually physically done anything to him, he wouldn't be on the show anymore.
Right.
So you have to, and I know we're not dealing with the brightest bulb with Lee, but at some point you have to figure, okay, verbally abusing, he have admitted to that. Don't lie about physical contact because that wouldn't be allowed.
Doesn't
be
it make you miss the Waboom guy?
Yeah.
The only thing that could ever make me miss that is Lee.
I think ABC actually tweeted that out
from
The Bachelorette and
Get
said,
out.
Who would ever think that you would miss Waboom? And it was a picture of Lee's face.
And his big old wave hair.
That's so funny. And I only saw that this morning. So that's funny that you said that. But seriously, like, bring him back.
It was just both of them sort of shooting themselves in the foot because Lee, obviously just being Lee. And then she rightfully picked Kenny, but then Kenny leaves her in the chopper. The chopper.
The chopper.
And
bad
says,
move.
Hold on. I'm like, dude, she should have left
him. I need to say my proper goodbye.
She should have left him. She should have absolutely said, let's get out of here, and just left the two boys to do their pissing contest together and just say, bye.
That would have been like the Ashley I
two-on-one
when they were just both left.
Enjoy the bears or whatever they have in the woods out here. Peace.
That would have been actually hilarious. But Kenny and Lee, the whole thing. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to bring up my favorite quote of that date was when Kenny said, Lee will get washed under in a tide of realness that is Kenny. That was my favorite quote of the night.
So good. But Monday's episode. So who went home from the first episode? Who went home?
Geez.
Well, we had three guys. We had...
Well, Jack went home
Jack
from the one-on-one. And then Iggy.
Iggy.
Jonathan.
Tickle
Jonathan.
Monster. And he even got in one last tickle.
Yeah.
Dude.
I honestly closed my eyes for that. And then Lee.
Lee went home from the episode, the next episode.
At the beginning of the next episode.
At the beginning of the next episode.
Yeah.
Where we picked up where she, Rachel, walks over to the two guys, sits down with them, and says that she doesn't believe Lee, and she wants to spend more time with Kenny. And even that doesn't go well, because Kenny just kind of, he just pushes too hard, doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah, and then the second night started, and we went right into a rose ceremony with no cocktail party once again.
Because she knew what she wanted to do.
That's right.
She did.
Which I can appreciate.
So I guess everything ended the way it was supposed to end with these two morons.
I would say so.
Well, because she still ended up giving him the rose. So Kenny stuck around for a little while.
Yeah.
It was then after the fact.
It was
They went through a whole another rose ceremony. And then he talked his way out, because then he said, well, I miss my daughter, which obviously we can all appreciate. And you more than any of us, because you're the mother here.
Yeah, that was a sweet response, kind of a good way for her to get out of it by saying, who you have at home, not that I don't want to compete with it, but saying, if I don't know that there's something between us and I know who you have at home, then you need to be at home with the most important person in your life, especially if I'm not sure.
Yeah, but if he didn't bring all that up,
right,
he wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Yeah, and I feel like at that point that they were both kind of not done with each other, but they would, like, he didn't fight her back on saying, you should go home to your daughter.
Right.
He was just like, okay. At that point, I think that they both knew it was best if Kenny went back home to his daughter, and that was the end of it.
When did she go on the date with Eric? Was that before or after she sent Kenny home?
Before.
That was before.
That was right after the rose ceremony.
Right, okay, so she goes on the date with Eric.
Yeah.
And he finally gets his time with her that he'd been complaining that he didn't
get. And to be fair, I thought he killed it.
Yeah, no, they did the hot tub.
And he was all about it. He was into
any. He's a little clingy, but.
He is
clingy. She didn't seem to mind, though. Especially, again, moving forward.
Maybe I noticed it because I can't stand clingy
men.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I noticed it. But he was very.
Yeah. But she digs
like
that.
Like too much.
Because she wanted Will to be more clingy. And.
You think?
Yeah. That was the whole issue with Will.
That was the issue with Will, but I don't know. From my perspective, it was too much on Eric's part.
It's not my way of going about things either, but clearly she was into it, and
there's like a divide between being clingy and aloof, and you obviously don't want extreme of either, but you want someone who can balance it. But yeah, he, you know,
also another word for the drinking game in Denmark was kopen,
right,
instead of,
because she used that open on the date card.
Yeah, right. And Eric used it in every single confessional.
I didn't pick up on that.
Oh. Yeah, it was a lot.
I think I was probably already.
It was a good.
Then.
It was, yeah.
I think Eric's just kind of whiny. He just is.
Because Rachel used love 20 times more than she usually does, so I was wasted by the time we got to this point.
See, yeah. Remember,
I love that. Oh my God, not again.
These episodes were big on validation, too.
Who was the random dude near the hot tub with Eric and.
With his junk out?
That?
Welcome to Denmark.
Wait, was that just an extra who was like a 5 and under? He didn't get to speak, but he just.
I want
to
be on TV. Here's my junk.
All right, so we have group date time after Kenny gets sent home.
No, it was before.
The group date was before Kenny.
It happened during this, because he was in this group date.
I was also drinking last night.
Clearly.
So.
I think maybe still.
Yes.
But yeah, because he's part of the Viking group date.
Right. With Dean, Kenny, Brian, Alex, Matt, Peter, and Adam.
Where we all knew that bloody eye was not going to come from Lee.
It's from a war game. This bizarre Viking war game.
It was actually from a shield and a sword. Not from being on
another
a two-on-one with...
Another letdown on blood being spilt.
When are we going to learn our lesson with this damn show? Every time the blood is spilled on an upcoming preview, it's always something stupid.
Oh, I hit the shield. Oh, and we're both bleeding. Oh, well. We're fine.
Well, it was what's-his-face with the bloody nose.
Evan.
Carly and Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rachel confessed that she had questions and concerns. I need to keep it absolutely 100.
Drink.
Yeah, we have a lot of words to add to this.
Right.
Words and phrases to add to this drinking game.
Absolutely 100. Drink. With Kenny. And bye-bye.
Yeah. And, I mean, after the whole fighting and screaming match that they had for to be Vikings, Rachel and Brian had another sit-down, and another thing was brought up for race. And Rachel was like, do you think your family will accept me? And
which is sad that you have to even ask that question, but yeah.
Right. And he was like, if I love a person, they're going to love that person 1,000% too. So that was kind of cleared up, but that was brought up
again,
as another.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel gives the group date rose to Peter.
Peter. Finally.
Who's
gets
here.
That validation
Please.
That he needed.
Validation.
So happy.
But I also thought it was weird that when Rachel took Matt aside, and all they talked about was, how is Kenny doing in the other group? And I think Matt was kind of just like, oh, we're spending my one-on-one time talking about Kenny.
They have to keep it alive, though.
The cut's fine. It was swollen a little bit. But, and actually, he's the one that volunteered emotionally, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, he was okay physically, but emotionally. And then that brought Kenny to Rachel, and then the whole...
Peace out.
Yeah exactly.
Because
she's in wifey mode, and she's got to make things happen. Her words, not mine.
Yeah, it's true, wifey.
One-on-one with Will. What do you guys think about Will?
No.
He's kind of, I don't know, he rubs me the wrong way, but whatever.
See, with Will, I thought that he was genuine. I just thought he was genuinely boring.
Well, yeah.
And I had high hopes for him for this one-on-one date because I thought he was going to be one of those people that you kind of forget about, and then all of a sudden they have a one-on-one and they like break through and start like shining. It was not the case.
No, it was just one thing after another. I actually didn't think they would make it to dinner. I thought she was going to say, because she's even saying, we're looking over this, you know, the whole city.
In a castle.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
On a castle.
Yeah.
And he's just,
yep.
Look at that.
Which I,
he has no substance.
This is my take, that I thought it was too boring to the fact that they didn't even show them getting back to Denmark. They didn't show them leaving Sweden and going back. They just cut to, all right, now we're having dinner. Like, I think it was just that painfully
And she
boring.
Again did the same thing where he said, oh, this is such a great day, and goes through everything. Well, I've got this here, and then she picks up the rose and then starts talking, and you can see the wave with Will going, yes, I go. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like watching paint dry on a wall.
Yeah, and he was not saying any of the right things.
No.
No.
At all.
No.
Like, first he went with, you know, mostly dated
white girls,
and then she didn't like that. And then he went into... I've been known to be like very passionate, like intimately, and she was like, well, then where was that today? Like,
he was saying all of the wrong things, basically.
Anyone who has to say I've been known to fill in the blank, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true.
Anyone who
but
has
especially
to
say, oh, we just clicked and the passion was there. You just spent a whole day with
There's
the girl.
Literally
and barely,
no passion.
You would barely hold her hand, let alone anything else. Like, you should have been on that castle, you know, with the prom pose and...
Yeah, and she called him out on that, too. She's like, it was a stretch for even to hold hands.
Wow.
Like, but that's what she said.
Here's an interesting side note about Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, all of it. All the contestants sign the contract, which in it... One of the things they agree to is the producers can manipulate and edit them to be any character that the producers want. And the contestant has no say about it. They cannot get mad on social media. They can't complain about it. They have to go with whatever, quote unquote, role the producers make for them. So you could have behaved a certain way, but in the edit, you come across completely different.
But in this case, that would be a hell of an edit job because he never touched her.
That would be so hard. Yeah, like, they didn't do... Nothing happened on that day.
Well, I'm not saying about him in particular, right. But just doing what we do here at the radio station, I can manipulate audio, which is easier than video, but audio, to make a statement sound completely different.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for about a half hour, and when I take this to go send it to iTunes beforehand, I could make all of us say some of the most ridiculous stuff,
right.
Even more ridiculous than we're talking about. You know, inflammatory things if I really wanted to.
You could switch wording around.
Absolutely.
And it would come across completely different. So they have to agree to that. They own you. The other thing, while we're on it, is Bachelor in Paradise has updated their contracts for regarding drinking.
Yeah.
And now contestants can only have 2 drinks per hour. Which I figure you can have a 15-ounce of straight vodka as one drink, doesn't that?
But you just...
That's true. But yeah, and the bartenders and crew have to monitor each contestant.
Yeah, so you just make sure you drink, whether it doesn't even have to be a whole thing of vodka. You just have Long Island iced tea instead of a vodka cranberry or a glass of wine or whatever. You just have something that has 5 liquors in it instead of 1. That's all. Like a pretty simple fix. At some point, you just have to realize, like, yes, you have to be more aware of if there's something criminal potentially happening. Yeah, step in and stop it. But otherwise, you know, if people want to drink and make fools of themselves, as long as they're not breaking the law, like clearly we may or may not have had before, then...
Well, we haven't even talked about any of this stuff with Corinne, and I don't even know if you guys want to go down that rabbit hole, but it's interesting that ABC... just closed the case and back filming again when initially they said that it might be canceled, Bachelor in Paradise.
I mean, they did this very quickly. So
yeah.
Whatever's on that tape must be very clear.
Definitive.
About there not being a crime committed, because normally, not just rumors about shutting down, but I mean, like, people were just, yep, it's done, it's over.
And the cast was sent home.
Yeah, so this was something that if there was even a... little piece of chance that there was any sort of criminal activity, there's no way they would have closed it, let alone closed
that
it
fast.
And then brought everyone back.
But here's the thing. Corinne lawyered up and said that she's a victim. DeMario lawyered up and said that he's done nothing wrong. Meantime, DeMario lost his job in real life, lost his job, and opted to not go back to the show because he was done with it. They invited him back, and he said, yeah, no, I'm done with it altogether. But his life is basically, if you Google an employer, Googles him to see if he's a good employee, the first things are going to come up is the accusations that will always follow him, even though he's been cleared.
Yeah, and he came out this week and finally did an interview and, you know, talked about his whole side, I guess, of the situation. And the interview part was, he basically just said how... it was so hard to, like, watch his mother cry every day because he said he knew he didn't do anything wrong and it was being, you know, misconstrued. And to watch his, you know, mother cry every day and his father try to help him, like, stay strong through it because his parents were obviously on his side, too.
Of course, yeah.
And then the rest of, you know, his side of the story, I think, came out yesterday or the day before. And... saying that, you know, DeMario and Corinne were joking about how they were, like, you know, going to dominate Paradise and, like, just, like, being friends, going back and forth. And then, you know, one night they had too much to drink, went into the pool. Yeah. You know, all that stuff happened. And then, but when that happened, DeMario told the camera people to follow them because he... didn't want anything to be misconstrued, and that's exactly what happened, and that's the whole lawsuit thing happened. And but he was prepared because he said, you know, being an African American, you need to look out for people that can help you in situations, and that's exactly what happened. And they caught it on film, and it obviously they didn't see any of that happening.
What he was saying,
yeah. So yeah,
the whole situation is obviously. It's tough because anytime you introduce sexual assault, of even the idea of it is, I mean, that's like on the top of everyone's list, as it should be. And what I'd say to Corinne, because of course she listens to our show, if you have any inkling that there was a crime, press charges. Like, don't talk about.
Don't say
suing.
You're a victim and lawyer up
don't,
without...
Don't talk about suing and don't
right.
talk about, like, that's, like, eventually...
Go to the police.
Again, if justice isn't served, then, yeah, use the full extent of the law. But if you think that this video supports a crime, press charges.
Of course.
Clearly that hasn't happened.
There were no charges filed.
Exactly. And the show, as we were talking about, clearly didn't feel there was anything there because the show's back recording. So
are they going to be scrubbed from the whole episode, or is
I think they're going to start fresh. I don't even think it's going to...
Or is ABC going to try and use this also as a storyline and not show the... They're not going to show the footage.
Like it never happened.
Are they starting with new contestants?
Some. I think it's a mix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the same... Well, the people that want
to come back.
And then... Judging on that number, I would assume some more people. But
I think it's just going to be as if that first day never happened and just they're all coming in brand new.
Well, I know we kind of got derailed, but back to Rachel. And
that was better than Will's date.
Yes. Way better.
Well, we had to talk about it. I mean, geez, it took over for a while. But the second rose ceremony and Rachel was in tears even before she started.
And was this the first time we saw Chris in these 4 hours, by the way?
Yes.
So he just showed up for 30 seconds at the end of hour four?
I mean, he had to go get his facial. You know, his skin is looking really good.
He's still getting the same amount of money. So.
The roast ceremony was about to start, and I think, wow, I don't think we've seen him at all. And then he welcomes her.
Dapper.
And then, okay, even when she walks out of the roast ceremony because it's all too much, he wasn't there to say, what do you need me to do? Because usually that's when he sort of does his genie act. Well, I can do whatever you want.
He pulls them aside and has the quiet sidebar, if you will.
It's almost like he recorded on a soundstage. He's like, I'm not taking the flight. You can just drop me in. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, he was he was in the first hour because we started off with a rose ceremony. So he made an appearance.
Okay.
You were drinking at the early end.
I was,
You started before the show even started.
That is true.
Well, so she's all upset, you know, trying to get through it.
Oh, yeah. She ran off with tears and then came back 30 seconds later.
And she managed to get through it, giving roses to Eric, Matt, Dean, and Adam. And what was it? Peter already had the date rose. So
Alex went home.
Yeah.
To go along with Kenny and Will, who had already been booted.
Did she make the right decision?
Adam and Alex are kind of like one of those like contestants that are kind of interchangeable for me right now. I probably would have picked Alex because I think he's better looking.
I liked Alex. Just say on the Ellen show, Alex had me when he was on the Ellen show.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Alex, you could do no wrong.
Alex was definitely the most fun of the group.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I would have kept Gaga over Alex.
But I never looked at him thinking that he could win.
No.
I thought he was just like a solid contestant.
Yeah, he's fun, and I hope he ends up going to paradise because I think he'd
be
a lot of fun.
Me too. Even with a lampshade on his head, I don't care.
Whatever. He can bring whatever he wants.
Who's the person who showed up in paradise with a lampshade? You remember that? She came holding a lamp. Do you remember?
It was a guy.
Wait, was it a guy?
It was one of those characters that people...
He comes in, but he came in specifically, and somebody was really into him. One of the girls loved the lampshade routine. Now this is going to drive me nuts.
Goes to show you, if you don't make an impression, how quickly we forget.
Look, Katie's Googling it right now.
And instead we want Alex and...
his abs on Ellen.
And his vodka and...
That's right.
Everything else he's going to bring to the table.
If he doesn't come up in the first three returns...
Oh, yeah, it was Brett.
Brett!
See, we don't even remember.
Well, Brett was the one that caused all the problems with Vinny and Izzy.
I loved Vinny. I hear Vinny's coming back to Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, it's a full circle moment.
Full circle moment, indeed.
Full circle moment.
But I think what we sort of, especially after seeing 4 hours, we're down to six.
Yes, so...
How bonkers is that?
So who wants kick us
these
off?
These 2 weeks were just like a massacre.
Seriously. They just kept
Saturday
dropping.
Night massacre.
Yeah.
So who's left then?
So we have Peter, which is, he is on Ryan's team.
Right.
So he's Ryan's final contestant. I just have Brian left.
You have Brian, okay.
Yep. And then Christine has...
Four people are going to lose.
Eric.
Yeah.
Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Matt and Adam.
Wow. So you've got the You've got the quantity.
The bottom four.
Well, at least you have the field, so there's that.
I mean, do we even need to break it down into who is our top three, bottom three, or
I think it's just top six, I mean, six in order.
I mean, I think the way you said it is exactly it for me. You said Peter, Brian, Eric, Dean, Matt, Adam. Although I think
Eric.
Oh, did I miss Eric? You had him third, so I think it's pretty close.
I would keep that same, except I'm putting Eric at the bottom.
It's funny. I was going to say that because he's such a whiny little.
I have Peter, Brian, Dean, Eric, Matt, and Adam.
Adam's at the bottom for you. Yeah, I'm moving Eric to the bottom myself.
And the thing is, like, I think Matt's probably like a really good dude, and I think he'd be fun on Paradise, and I think I just don't think they go together, but I think...
Please don't send Eric to Paradise. I can't.
I don't mind Eric, and I think...
No, he is.
He is a whiner.
And I think she brings out the best parts of him. Like I said, that one-on-one, he was into
Maybe
it.
It's
he
a
was
girl
fun.
Thing.
Yeah, I just... I will say, though, she's tough, man. She is the most... I think she is the biggest straight shooter I have ever seen for any bachelor or bachelorette, and she does it in such a way that it doesn't hurt your... You don't feel like you've just lost everything in your life. She just does it like matter of fact. It is what it is. Time to go home.
Yeah.
You know? She's a real straight shooter. Why? What do you have a look on your face?
No, I think that she's been exactly what we thought she was going to be.
Yeah, a badass.
She's a badass who knows what she wants and doesn't wait to act on it. And I think, I mean, is this the greatest group of guys? The final six? No. But I think it's very top-heavy. I think Peter's really good.
Yes,
I think Brian's really good. And then after that, I think they're good dudes, just not... I don't know that the rest of them would really fit, I think...
For her.
Yeah, for her. I think it's Peter or Brian, and then... Eh? But...
Well, we shall see. We shall see. This has been fun. We got into a lot of good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff in 4 hours.
Did we miss anything? Did we leave anything out, Katie?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
I think we're good.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
You can find us online, social media, across all platforms, at Bachelor Podcast. Christine Lee, thanks for tuning in. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ryan?
We're just going to keep it 100.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.